The Department of Homeland Security has decided to support a controversial and possibly precedent-setting policy involving gender asylum. DHS is recommending to Attorney General John Ashcroft that a Guatemalan woman who endured a decade of domestic abuse be granted asylum, NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Rhody Alvarado fled Guatemala in 1995, escaping a brutal husband who she says repeatedly raped and beat her. Neither the Guatemalan police nor the courts would intervene. Alvarado made her way to the U.S., and in 1996, an immigration judge ruled that she qualified for asylum. But that was just the beginning. The immigration agency appealed, and 3 years later, the Board of Immigration Appeals overturned the decision. That prompted then-Attorney General Janet Reno to take the unusual step of voiding the appellate ruling. The Justice Department then proposed regulations specifying that domestic abuse is grounds for asylum. But the proposal fell into limbo with the change of administrations. And last year, Attorney General John Ashcroft said he wanted to take another look at the policy. Deborah Anker of Harvard Law School helped craft U.S. guidelines on gender asylum in 1995, when the U.S. became the second country in the world, after Canada, to recognize such claims. Since then, she notes, Britain, Australia, and New Zealand all have followed suit. Anker sees the pending Ashcroft decision as a watershed moment, and she's pleased that Homeland Security has come out in favor of Rhody Alvarado.
This is part of a huge international consensus and has deep roots in U.S. law. It's not a radical position.
International law allows asylum for five categories of persecution, including if someone is a member of a particular social group. That's the category gender falls under, but definitions of social group can be ambiguous and open to fraud. Homeland Security officials say they'll soon finalize rules on the matter. A welcome step, says Deborah Anker.
There's been confusion in a lot of the Board of Immigration Appeals decisions. There's been a lot of internal inconsistencies, and I think with the issuance of broad guidelines, hopefully they will set firm and good standards that will be clearer.
Advocates of limiting immigration say Homeland Security's position is a mistake. Dan Stein is with the Federation for American Immigration Reform. He contends domestic abuse is a private matter, and granting asylum based on it would open a floodgate.
If you use the definitions that are being applied in this case, you could theoretically apply it to any woman who made a claim of domestic violence in a country where the judicial system did not meet our expectations and standards.
Immigration attorneys counter that similar fears of a flood of cases in Canada did not pan out. Rhody Alvarado's case now rests with Attorney General Ashcroft, and he is not bound by the position of Homeland Security. In fact, this case could sorely test the messy new division of powers over immigration. Bo Cooper is a former general counsel at the Immigration Agency. He notes that while DHS carries out most immigration functions, the Attorney General still oversees immigration appeals courts.
This is exactly the kind of situation that is going to really highlight the lack of clarity between those two different authorities. To me, if DHS argues one position on the law and the Attorney General takes a different one, reaches a different conclusion, that creates all kinds of very complicated questions.
Such as, if Alvarado's case ends up back in the courts, which cabinet-level agency would they defer to? For now, though, it's not clear which way Ashcroft may rule, and he has no deadline for a decision. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.